So he now is in relapse. What were the options you were thinking through at that point?
So at that point in time, again, bendamustine had come onto the scene, and we gave him bendamustine. I think we did dose reduce it a little bit based on his age. We gave him 70 milligrams per meter squared, which is more commonly used in CLL anyway, as opposed to the little higher doses in lymphoma, follicular lymphoma particularly. He again tolerated that well. He was traveling and working. And that was really, I think, the main option at that time that we were excited about outside of clinical trials.
So what happened at that point?
So in that time frame, he responded about 2 years to that treatment. And then again, the exact same pattern again with the blood counts, et cetera. And at various points along the way, we had checked his FISH testing, because it's important to keep in mind that as CLL patients relapse, their FISH testing profile can evolve over time. And he's an example of that, in that by repeating his FISH testing after the BR kind of relapse, he had a deletion of 17p. Chromosome 17p in CLL has been associated with a less favorable outcome. And it's been associated with better responses to ibrutinib or venetoclax, which we'll talk about because he's received both of those. And so in some ways, those are the treatments of choice, or at least very high on the list for patients with a 17p deletion, which is an area that is associated, this chromosomal deletion on chromosome 17 is associated with a less favorable survival and a lower risk or a lower chance of responding well to most of the chemotherapies we have.